Welcome to this podcast about Some Dumb Mine and Sanford Cove in Alaska. The article is produced by Coastview, written by Dr. Carl Schock, and read by an automated voice. Scroll down to see pictures, maps, and embedded links to additional information. Please consider subscribing to enjoy more articles and podcasts at coastview.org. Some Dumb is a historical mine and community located at the head of Sanford Cove, an inlet on the southern shore of Endicott Arm, approximately 64 miles north-northwest of Petersburg and 55 miles southeast of Juneau, Alaska. The mining camp hosted a post office from 1897 to 1942, named after the Some Dumb Glacier, which is situated 7 miles north across Endicott Arm. The name Some Dumb derives from a Tlingit word, reportedly referring to the booming sound of ice breaking off the glacier. The U.S. Coast and Geodetic Survey first published the name as Sound On in 1892. Endicott Arm is a deep and narrow fjord located within the Tracy Arm Ford's Terror Wilderness, which was designated by the U.S. Congress in 1990. The area encompasses 653,179 acres. During the last glacial period, the fjord was filled by the Brown, North Dawes, and Dawes glaciers. Today, only the Dawes Glacier remains tidal, contributing a substantial amount of floating ice to the fjord from its calving ice face. The Some Dumb mines are situated in the Some Dumb Glacier Mineral Belt, which extends approximately 32 miles along the southwest side of the Coast Plutonic Complex. This complex is a significant geological feature of the Earth's crust, stretching nearly 1,100 miles uninterrupted from the British Columbia-Washington border in the south to the Yukon Territory in the north. It varies in width from about 60 to 120 miles. The mineral belt is part of the larger Juneau Gold Belt, believed to have formed during the Cretaceous period. This formation resulted from fluids generated by metamorphism associated with the emplacement of the Coast Range batholith. The Coast Plutonic Complex is divided by a tonalite sill of Cretaceous or Paleogene age, trending north-northwest. The main part of the complex, lying northeast of the sill, consists of highly deformed gneiss, marble, and some schist. Near the international boundary with Canada, Paleogene age granodiorite plutons have intruded these rocks. Southwest of the sill, metamorphic rocks are locally intruded by granitic and other igneous rocks. Adjacent to the sill are highly deformed gneiss, schist, quartzite, and calcisilicate rocks. The Some Dumb Glacier mineral belt is largely within these formations. The Some Dumb Glacier mineral belt once featured a significant deposit, the gold-bearing quartz veins of the Some Dumb Chief Gold Mine. Before 1905, the mine produced approximately 24,000 ounces of gold from ore containing about 0.4 ounces of gold per ton, along with a similar amount of silver. The mine's portal is located roughly 1.8 miles south-southeast of the abandoned town of Some Dumb on Sanford Cove. Discovered in 1889, the Some Dumb mine comprised two veins, the Bald Eagle and the Some Dumb Chief. Initially, these were separate properties but were consolidated into a single mine in 1899. Most mining operations took place from 1895 to 1903, when the ore bodies were exhausted and diamond drilling failed to locate additional ore. The veins were mined from a tunnel 3,500 feet long. During this period, the mill housed 10 stamps, and at full capacity, it milled 40 tons of rock per day at a cost of 30 cents per ton. A pipe 12,000 feet in length supplied water to two Pelton wheels, generating 170 horsepower. A wagon road from the mill, along with an aerial tramway to the wharf, was used to transport the concentrates. Thank you for listening. Read the article below for more information, including links to source material and references. Please subscribe to learn more about the West Coast of North America at coastview.org.